This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3794, for Thursday, the 16th of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Retro Karaoke Machine Restored. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I fix the cassette tape mechanism to a resale shop karaoke machine.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I found an Entex electronic singing machine karaoke model 1820 in the thrift shop from worthpoint.com. It was made in Taiwan in the late 1970s to the early 1980s. It incorporates an 8-track player and a cassette tape recorder. It also uses the Bucket Brigade device, BBD Echo. Power is supplied by 120 volts AC. It also uses 10 D-cell batteries, or alternatively 12 to 15 volts DC. As a side note, Entex made handheld games, and they have manuals on the Internet Archive, and I'll leave a note for that. The first thing I noticed when I tested this machine in the store is that the control knobs were pretty noisy. So I picked up some contact cleaner and worked especially the volume knob. So that helped a lot with consistent playback, so it wouldn't be staticky when I turned the volume up and down. Besides that, the 8-track tape did play right off, but the cassette side of the machine did not. So I figured, based on what John Culp had said in a previous episode about cassette players, that the belts might be bad. There were about 8 screws holding a panel in to access the back, and when I first looked in, I saw that there was only one belt in the cassette side, and it was just hanging there. I initially just thought I would need one set of belts, so I ordered those off of Amazon. To get to these belts on either side, there were 3 screws holding the tray in place. In other words, the assembly that held both the 8-track and this cassette electronics together. The 2 thinner belts were easy enough to install without pulling the assembly further apart. But when the tape player still didn't turn, I realized that there was a flat 4mm belt that fed around the flywheel and also to a spindle, which, looking back, I probably should have cleaned up with alcohol, because in the supporting picture you'll see that it's a little bit gummy. There were 3 to 4 screws holding the cassette assembly together to where I could replace the flywheel belt. I had to be careful getting it back together, though, because there were 3 pulley wheels in an assembly that led to a switch on the PCB. And also, when I put it back together, I couldn't forget to put back the connecting rod to the cassette tray. And before I started taking this apart, there was a cover for the cassette tray that was held in by 2 thumb screws. I made one final check to make sure the cassette side turned freely. Now that I have it put back together, I can show you what the 8-track side sounds like. Unfortunately, I can't actually play music off of it to show you because it's copyrighted, but I can demonstrate the mechanism and the button that changes the tracks. I can play something from the cassette side. I pre-recorded this from the Free Music Archive. The title is Cyborg Lost by Modern Monster. Thank you. Now I'm ready to capture audio from the line out, which I noted on the back that there were both the line outs were red in color, so that kind of indicates that it was made quite a while ago before the standard became red on the right and white on the left. I used a Sabrent audio capture device because on the netbook that I repurposed from a previous show, it only had a single channel for the microphone input, and also this capture card captures at a higher bit rate, and it's unknown as to what the microphone input bit rate was on the netbook. I'm using a record to capture the FLAC output, and I thought it would be a nice play on words to name the script Capture the FLAC. If you have an idea what this is a play on words from, then feel free to leave a comment. This is captured using the A-Record utility. It names the file with a time and date stamp, and the command is as follows.
Analog audio capture. A record L find device to use this works for finding the microphone input or the USB external sound card. Sound card sys default colon card equals device USB audio device, USB audio default audio device. Capture the FLAC.sh. File equals dump dollar date plus percent F percent H percent M percent S Sabrent sound card in dot FLAC. A record device equals sys default colon card equals device rate equals 96,000 channels equals 2 mu meter equals stereo sys default colon card equals device duration equals 300 format equals dat file type WAV FLAC O dollar file.
Thank you for listening, and feel free to leave a comment on here or any of the other 3,790 shows. And also, there's only 5 days until the next free slot as of this recording, which I am recording on February the 11th, 2023. Until next time.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.